Hi everyone, welcome to our second teaser trailer, which is largely a collection of Holly and I's different muses on various questions as we were preparing for our podcast. I hope you enjoy it and listen out for our first episode, which will be coming in the next week.
Advice just got real.
Liz, you're looking a little bit scabby. Sorry.
I know. True. Well, I've been, I mean, regular listeners know that I run a cub pack and I've been on a cub camp this week and I got really bitten by mozzies. And
obviously I'm, very tasty, Liz.
And I got scratching and I basically look like I've got an infectious disease.
And how many bites do you calculate that you have on your
I counted, I've got 62.
Well, I really took that seriously.
62 mozzie bites and wow. I look a mess basically. I've had to say to my patients this week, I'm so sorry I'm not infectious.
To be honest, I hadn't noticed until you pointed it out.
Right. Well, you did say I look scabby.
You are well covered up.
Right, okay. So that's my week. So let's move on to the first.
Okay, okay.
The first bit
let's
of advice.
Smoothly move away from
okay,
that.
Okay, good.
No, I have been to weddings with children. It's not very particularly pleasant.
We've had this discussion before, though, because you like your children to be invited to weddings, don't you?
Well, I think it depends on the sort of wedding, but I think if you're going to invite somebody to a wedding and they can't, like, it's going to be really difficult for them to go without their children, don't expect them to turn up. You can't invite somebody to a wedding in the south of France, but not their children.
No.
They are like
a lot of people don't want children though.
A lot of people don't want children there.
I mean, I've got
to
say, Holly, it depends how drunk I am as to how on board I am with the children.
But if you're not going to invite children, don't be offended if people don't come.
Yeah. Oh no, that's fair play. I mean, if that, you know.
But a lot of people are offended if people are like, actually, you know, I have to look after Tarquin.
Yeah.
And I can't.
I'm not sure I'd like that.
Okay. All right, well, whoever.
Yeah, okay.
You know, a lot of people get offended by that.
I think you reach a certain age and you've got to accept there's going to be children at your wedding or some element of your wedding. Like, if I ever...
Or you're going to have nobody there.
Yeah. Like, if I ever, God forbid, met a man now and we decided to get married...
God forbid you'd meet a man?
You know, like, if I managed...
Meet someone?
No, I'm saying, like, you know, if I met a man now...
Well, it sounds like you want to be alone.
If some crazy man decides he wants to marry me,
yeah,
then we're of an age now where all our friends have got children. Well, certainly all my friends have.
Yeah.
So if you would either have to accept you're having like a grown-up evening-only type wedding, which some people have, you know, a kind of 5 p.m. ceremony, like it's just an evening do. So, you know.
But even then, what if you've got a friend that lives in, you know, 200 miles away, which you probably do.
So I probably was like... anti-children at weddings until maybe like 3 years ago, and then now I'm like, well, that ship has sailed, like there's just gonna have to be children there basically. So Holly, I've got a question, bit of advice, bit of a serious one, this one.
Oh, okay.
Well, but we'll make it funny. So my friend arrived home from work this week to find her husband in their bedroom.
Yeah.
Wearing her tights.
Right.
Naked. Wearing her tights.
Well, he wasn't naked because he was wearing tights.
Yeah. And I guess she just can't really process that.
Okay. So what happened when she found him? What did she say? What did he say? And what did they do?
So it transpires that he has a thing for wearing women's tights, specifically used women's tights.
Okay, what denier are we talking? Are we talking 100? Because that would be weird. Or are we talking opaque?
Why would 100 denier be weird?
Well, I don't know, I mean, they're very woolly. If my husband came home and I found him wearing like those really sort of like woolly grey, like those tights you wore to primary school, I would find that really weird. But if I found him in some like opaque stockings, I'd be like, okay, he's got a thing. I'd rather he had a thing with that than he had a thing for woolly tights from M&S.
Do you know what? I didn't...
Not that there's anything wrong with M&S tights.
I mean, I wear M&S tights.
But
I don't...
for that purpose. Mm.
I don't think... I didn't specifically ask her. I got the impression...
fashion. It was like your standard like 20 denier work tights.
Oh god, I'd never wear 20 denier ladder. They're not standard for me, can I just say?
Her standard, and basically okay. It transpires, they've been married a couple of years.
Yeah.
It transpires that that's his thing. That's his fetish, if you like. And regularly, he will wear her used tights before they go in the wash. And
are they definitely hers, or is he wearing other people's tights?
In the past, he's worn other people's tights.
Right.
This is a lifelong thing for him.
Okay.
Fetish. But now he just wears hers. And okay. He, you know, has never told her because he didn't think she could handle it, all the rest of it, which I'm not sure she is handling, really. And, you know, she's kind of like, what do I do with this information?
Is she a prude, or is she sexually liberated?
I wouldn't call her prude, but I don't think, you know, she'd be into weird shit.
But it's not that weird. I mean, it's just a pair of used tights. Has he told his previous partners that he's wearing their tights?
I get the impression from my friend that he has never told anyone that this is his thing.
Aww.
Like, he said to her that he used to wear, like, his mum's tights. That does add a weird element to it.
Right. Okay, let's not get into that bit too much. At the end of the day, this is just a pair of tights we're talking about. I would be concerned
about.
Like,
he's not murdering anyone, is he?
Well, no, he's not. I mean, does he want to dress in women's clothes because he wants to be a woman? That would obviously, you know, be something quite serious in their marriage. And that's something that she needs to sit down and be quite frank with him about. If this is just a guy that sort of gets off on wearing a used pair of tights, then I think she should just be jubilant that she's found something for her husband that's going to, you know, tick all the boxes and get everything sorted out really quickly. I think she should be really grateful about that.
Yeah, I mean, I agree with you. I don't think it's a big deal at all.
I don't think it's a pair of tights.
You know, my boyfriend throughout uni, his roommates, and one of this guy's goals was to have sex with his current girlfriend through a pair of tights.
What?
Like, I think she's wearing tights and he would just have sex with her with the tights on. I don't know, but what I'm getting...
How does that work? Would there be a hole? Would they be crotchless tights?
Well, it's funny because...
Or is he going to use the tights as like a really...
shitty condom?
Yeah.
I don't know.
By the way, that would not work as a valid contraception. Don't try this at home.
I mean, this is like 10 years ago, but more than 10 years ago. But at the time, I imagined it like, yeah, he was using the tights as a kind of awful form of barrier contraceptive. But my boyfriend imagined it that he would cut a hole in the tights. Anyway, what I'm getting at with this
is... It would be very tricky to get the tights... to go all the way in, unless they were really baggy.
It was awful because we never told him that we'd.
And tights aren't baggy; they are tight. It just wouldn't work.
No, but my point is, maybe men have tight fetishes. Is that a porn category?
Well, actually, I have spoken to men who find tights quite disgusting.
I just think they're sexy.
They're warm and practical.
You look like a stuffed sausage in them. I mean...
Oh, I think they're really flattering. Have you tried tummy control tights from
Yeah, but when you're naked in tights...
Well, I think I look better than totally naked.
No, I don't. I'm sorry. I look way better totally naked or with suspender and stockings on than just tights.
Well, you've not had three babies. Wearing a pair of tights does hold it all in for me.
I just, yeah, well,
if my husband wanted to make love to me with my tights on, I fully understand.
What denier would you go for, though?
60. So, Liz, this lady here, who's calling herself Claire, I don't believe it's her real name, she's written about her husband. She says they've been married for a couple of years, and basically she's a lot more ambitious career-wise than he is. So it sounds like they've been together for quite some time. They've been married for a couple of years, and he has basically just like stayed in the same position at work. Doesn't really seem to, you know, want to get promoted or anything. He's very comfortable just where he is, mm-hmm. you know, with the same old routine. She, however, is really ambitious, and over the last couple of years since they've been married, she's got lots of promotions, lots of pay rises, and now she's in the position that she's paying for... quite a lavish lifestyle for them. So she's paying for like nice holidays and they're living in a nice home, and obviously she's earning considerably more, so putting a lot more money into it. So it sounds like he's not particularly bothered about the big holidays and the big things. And he's just like a happy, normal guy. But she's finding the relationship now quite boring. She feels she's overtaken him, left him behind. And so she wants to know what she should do.
Okay, well, so is she bored by him? That he's not interesting enough?
She finds it unsexy that he isn't more ambitious.
Right, well, it sounds like she just needs to leave him and find someone else.
That advice did get real.
No, seriously though, because who cares how much she's earning and how much he's earning? Yes, exactly, but this boils down to the fact that she no longer fancies her husband and she does not find him sexy and she is not attracted to him anymore.
Yeah.
The reason for it is just that he likes his job as it is and doesn't want to go on a fancy holiday. The reason could be that he's had an affair or she's had an affair or his mum-in-law's awful.
Well, she says the relationship is otherwise, you know.
But it's not, is it? She's writing into us saying, I don't find him sexy because he doesn't want to get himself a better job and go on holiday to Puerto Banus in the summer.
Oh, bless Claire.
No, I'm sorry, but like, you know, advice is going to get real because I don't like her from what she's written in and said.
She's honest.
She's very honest, but it's not true that I don't like her, but I think she's not being honest with herself in this situation because, you know, it's not an okay relationship. She has lost respect for him because, in her eyes, he is lazy and not ambitious and not achieving enough and doesn't want what she wants out of life. She wants to earn lots of money, to be in the top of her game, to go on fancy holidays, to flash the cash, to live a certain lifestyle. And he doesn't want any of that.
No, which sounds nice or irritating because actually, you know, it is generally said that most people who will start out on a certain career path will get promoted at some point and will get pay rises. You do need to do that because as you get older and you go through life and you get more and more responsibilities, you do need to earn more money.
Well, not necessarily. It depends what career you're in and what you want out of life. There are some people that aren't money orientated that really enjoy their jobs as a teaching assistant or as a nursing assistant or you know, as another career where really that's it, that's your job. You don't want to, you know, you're a police officer and you don't want to leave the beat. You want to stay working the beat. You don't want to become a manager. You don't want to do a different role. You want to stay in that because that's what you love and that's what you enjoy. And you can progress in your career without becoming promoted or earn more money. You become more experienced. You have more to give to those around you in that role. You can take on perhaps additional responsibilities because of that experience. But that doesn't always translate to, particularly in the public sector, more money.
Yeah.
So it feels like she's quite dismissive of his career choices.
Yeah.
You know.
I would agree.
And that's not fair on him. We don't have enough context, but that's not fair on him. No. Why can't he enjoy the job he's doing and stay at that job if that's what he wants to do? But clearly, they're not connecting anymore in fundamentals of their life in terms of what they want to achieve. So she just needs to be honest with that, leave him and find some bloke
Do you think it's possible, though, that she, you know, in this sort of the dizzy heights of this career that she's in, whatever it may be, do you think that perhaps she's maybe getting some misconstrued ideas about what she can get from a man? Maybe she's sort of working with men who are there driving fast cars. Maybe it's just getting to a point in their relationship that things getting a little bit stale, as will happen in many marriages. And she's looking around her, the people she immediately sees who do have the promotions and who are being well paid, and maybe she's thinking, oh, that is what would make my life more interesting.
Yeah, she's not satisfied.
That's how people have affairs, and they often regret them.
Yes.
So maybe she doesn't need to leave her husband. Maybe she just needs to realise.
Well, she needs a reality check one way or another.
Yeah.
She is not satisfied anymore with her home life.
I get the feeling he sounds like quite a nice, solid, stable guy.
He sounds like a great guy from the description she's given, but he's not the great guy she wants. She wants exactly what you've described, something different.
Is she, or she thinks she does.
But either way,
she's written into us and it's not going well, and I feel sorry for this poor guy who is trying to live his best life.
And he's going on holidays though.
But it sounds like he's not that bothered. So when she's saying he's not, like, he is doing that for her, isn't he? If he's not that bothered by that stuff, he is going along with it because that's what she wants.
Yeah.
Now, there could be some other hidden things. So, for instance, if for her work to... And it's great that she's ambitious and wants to earn more money. That's fine. You know, she might need or be expected to take her husband to work functions, and he needs to be enthusiastic when he turns up and help her out in that way.
Yeah.
And he might not do that. He might turn up looking like crap, be all sullen, not engaged,
yeah,
you know, and go home early. And that wouldn't be fair or right either. So maybe there's some more stuff going on to this, but ultimately it sounds like he's found his niche in life that he enjoys and he wants, or even that he's just comfortable with.
Mm-hmm.
And she's not that supportive of it, but he is supportive of her wanting to earn more money and progress herself and go on flashy holidays.
It's very old-fashioned anyway, isn't it, to expect that the man will be the breadwinner and the woman will be the...
Yes, but a lot of women do find it sexy, don't they? This, I mean, it isn't feminism in the modern world, but if we're honest about it, a lot of women find successful men sexy, and a lot of men want to look after the little lady that needs looking after.
Help me. Look after me.
Yeah. This is why I'm still single. I don't need looking after.
You don't need looking after.
I do not need looking after. But you know, that's true, isn't it? It's the classic thing.
You like successful men, don't you? I mean, would you help me with this guy? I think you would, actually.
I would. I'd like successful men. By that, I mean, I like men that know what they're about and are comfortable with what they're doing and do a job well. I wouldn't like a guy that turned up late for work every day, didn't really do the job, slobbed about.
Yeah.
But I don't care if he earns, you know, $7,000 a year. So we're sat in your dining room, Holly, and I'm wearing my wedding outfit for 2 weeks' time.
Sounds really weird. She is going to change in the interim.
Yeah. No, well, I just needed to try it on because I've got this bloody wedding coming up. And, you know, I need an outfit.
Is this not if the bride and groom are listening that she's not looking forward to this wedding or anything.
I am looking forward to the wedding, but I hadn't, you know, I haven't got, so is it acceptable?
It's lovely.
And now here we are in your dining room once more to record our podcast.
Drinking our cocoa.
Yeah, drinking, well, I'm on the coffee, but yeah, I need the caffeine, I'm afraid. And we're going to jump straight in with our first question.
Let's sup away and jump in.
Okay, so this one's been written into us from a lady called Belinda, and she writes, "Dear Holly and Liz, what can I do about my boss? 15 years my senior, but enjoys a night out as if he's 15 years my junior. I'm 34. We're talking shots, drinking competitions, general inappropriateness. I do not work in a sector where nights out are paid for or on the client, although to be fair, he often puts money behind the bar. I'd like to get promoted, but mega drinking sessions are just not my thing. How can I stay one of the team without joining in with his drunken antics?"
Right, okay. For me, there's two sides to this to this question. First of all, there's what Belinda feels comfortable doing. And secondly, then there's issues that the boss obviously has. So when it comes to Belinda, I would say never do anything that are out of your boundaries unless you want to push those boundaries. You know, at the end of the day, this is a job. Mm. She doesn't have to impress people by getting drunk. All she has to do with her job is turn up at work and put the hours in and, you know,
do a good job.
Do an acceptable amount of work. If she, you know, I don't think you're ever going to get yourself popular at work by pretending to be somebody that you're not, and neither do I think that you should be. You know, she needs to just do what she feels comfortable with. If she doesn't feel comfortable going out getting slaughtered every weekend, then don't do it. It's not worth it. And I would also question, you know, is that going to get her where she needs to go anyway? She might just be going out pickling her liver every weekend and never getting any benefit from it, job-wise.
Yeah, because my initial thought on hearing it was, fine, her boss enjoys a good night out, but maybe that doesn't affect whether he promotes people or not.
Yeah.
Like, that's her interpretation of the situation, that if she doesn't join in his wild nights out, he's going to not respect her and not going to promote her, where actually, that might not be him at all. He might be just enjoying a night out and, you know, well aware of a good job she does when she does turn up to work.
I mean, I would question actually whether or not obviously we don't know, we can only speculate, but I would question whether or not he is enjoying these nights out, because so he's in his late 40s.
Yeah.
Sounds like he's working with people in their 20s and 30s, and I wonder if maybe he's trying to sort of like keep pace, prove that he's not some old fuddy-duddy by going out and doing shots and playing drinking games. You know, it feels a little bit sad, doesn't it, that he's sort of going out and doing that thing.
Feels
it makes me feel uncomfortable.
Feels a bit David Brent from The Office, doesn't it?
Yeah. So, you know, I wonder if maybe if she does sort of start, you know, stop doing those things and start being a little bit more herself, then perhaps that will make him feel a bit more, under less pressure to try and keep pace with these younger people at work. Maybe he'll feel a little bit more comfortable in himself.
So she could almost approach him and say, look, the nights out aren't for me. I hope you don't mind, but I'm just going to not do them, you know? And that might give him permission to say, actually, they're not really for me either. That's
like, I wouldn't even approach him. Just next time one comes up, if she wants to go, go. If she doesn't want to go, then say, I'm going to sit this one out.
Yeah.
I'm not feeling up to it.
Yeah.
Thanks anyway.
I mean, I agree that, I mean, you know me, I don't do anything I don't want to do. I would just literally, I mean, I would just never get involved. I'd just be like, it's not, you know, I'm not going. See you at work tomorrow or on Monday or whatever. Have a great time.
Yeah.
That's, you know. And if he is a really not nice guy that does penalise her career because of that, then realistically, he's a bad boss anyway, and that's going to come out one way or another.
And if he's a bad boss that's going to penalise her, then let it only be within the hours of 9 to 5. You don't need to extend that into your private life.
You don't need to miss putting your kid to bed at night to play his crappy drinking games.
No.
So be yourself. Don't go if you don't want to go. And
just be honest.
Yeah.
And be true to yourself,
Belinda. If you're the boss of Belinda, you need to write into us, because we think you've got some mega issues happening.
Come and have a coffee with us instead.
Okay, all right.
That's it for this teaser, but catch us next week for our first full-length episode. And in the meantime, go to advicejustgotreal.com to send us your dilemmas.